try to stay with me. Stay focused. This is a focused prayer. This is not a shouting prayer. It's focused. It's all about focus. Thank you, Father. I just heard, you may not know when, but He will do it again. The when doesn't matter. I know what, I know how, I know who, I know where. I may not know when, but I have the how, the what, the who, and the where. Glory to God. Where, it's in the Father. How, translation into your own promise, to a future state. Into Him that is to come, the Father of lights, the who, the Father, the where I am. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Still want to preach. Thank you, Father, we come out. Come out from among them, Father. Thank you, Father. We come out to the temple of the living God. You are the living doorway, Lord. By you and through you. We enter in. We enter in today. We come in to where you dwelleth. We come in to the pavilion of grace. You hide us in the pavilion of your grace. We come in to the golden hall. I see the pillars on the right and left, the arched ceilings. I see the murals, Lord. I see the red carpet. I see. We come to your throne of grace by the new and the living way, through the blood of the everlasting covenant. We come freely. We come to surrender today all of the old, to recognize and acknowledge before you, Father, that our old man is not the heir, that he cannot be the heir, that he will never be the heir. Therefore, we surrender the old man, the man of flesh, the man of sin, the man of works. We surrender the soul, the man of counterfeit. The capacities for Ishmael, the capacities for Esau, the capacity with Amalek, works, toil, labor, substitution of what we can do for what you can only do. We surrender the spirit, soul, and body to the two-edged sword to separate. Divide asunder the flesh, dividing asunder spirit, soul, joint, and marrow. We present the unrenewed, unregenerated parts of our soul, the mind of Adam that has not been renewed. We present our flesh to the winnowing fork to separate the chaff from the wheat. We present the chaff to be crucified with you. We bear our cross in presenting the chaff to be crucified. We buried with you in baptism. be planted together in the likeness of your death. The old man is not the heir. We lay him on the cross. We take him off today, like you're taking off a big coat. Take off the old man. Take off the burden. Surrender the burden. Surrender the care. Like you're taking off a coat. We take off the burden. We take off the heaviness. We take off the works. We put off the sin. We put off the world and its system. We let go. We loose it from our heart. We give it over to the winnowing fork for the separation of the chaff. We surrender. We surrender. We surrender. We ask for grace. Grace today, Father. We come to obtain grace from this throne. Mercy, grace, help. We ask for the spirit of wisdom and revelation, and the knowledge and understanding of Christ, and especially Christ the Omega, that the eyes of our heart be flooded with light. With the light of the kingdom, with the light of the operations of the seven spirits of God, the light of the future. We may know the hope to which you have called us. What is the riches of the glory of your inheritance? And what is the exceeding greatness of your dunamis power towards us. We ask according to the riches and glory today, all of us corporately, to be filled and overshadowed with all creative dunamis power into our spirit, transferred by your Holy Spirit into our inner man. Into our inner man, that Christ may dwell in our heart by faith. That Christ may dwell in us by faith. We ask, Father, Christ to have the ascendancy, for Christ to dwell in us, Christ to occupy our heart, to occupy our soul, to occupy to clothe us. You clothe us in dunamis, you clothe us all your dunamis creative power. We receive the dunamis. We receive the dunamis. We receive today the dunamis. We receive, Father, the indwelling. The indwelling. The indwelling, the grace. We receive the grace today. You clothe us in the grace. You clothe us in the grace. You clothe us in the help. We receive. Receive it right now. Receive the grace. We present the eye of our heart for circumcision. The eyes of our heart be circumcised from all distraction. That our eye be singularly interwoven into you, Lord Christ, the Alpha. We present the eye of our heart see you, Lord, to behold your glory, to behold you alone. In you we live, in you we move, in you we have our being. We are found in you, found in your light, found in you, not having our own righteousness. We're found in yours, Lord. We put on your righteousness. We put on your light. We put on your grace. We put on your righteousness, clothed in you, like a white robe coming over us, clothed. Like a white robe, clothed in white. Clothed in white. Righteous. I am, let's whisper that, the righteousness of God in Christ. I am accepted in the Beloved. I am holy and without blame before you. I am holy, unblameable, unreprovable in your sight. I am in you, found in you, found dwelling in you, Lord, surrounded by you. You surround us with a shield. You are our high priest. Surrounded with a shield, you are our exceeding great and precious shield. Surround me in life. We come to you in the garden, Lord. We come before you. You are a shepherd. We're the sheep of your pasture. We follow you. We're right with you. We see you. The world cannot see, but we see. With the eye of faith, with the eye of the heart, we come into the garden where your glory dwelleth. We come to where your glory dwelleth. We come into the garden of the lilies where your grace dwelleth. Glory of your rest. We consider the lily glowing white. We consider they do not toil. There's no spinning here. There's no toiling or spinning. Just hold that lily in your heart. Hold it in your mind. Embrace and focus upon the grace. Focus upon the stillness. Focus upon the tenderness, the purity, the rest. Perfect in rest. Perfect in grace. Perfect in receiving. Perfect and tenderness, perfect in harmony, no agitation, no spinning, no anxiety, just pure, perfect rest. You clothe us in this grace today. You clothe us in this pure rest today. Perfect rest. All of our burden is lifted. All of the care is lifted. All stress, anxiety, heaviness, all the effects of the trials of life lifting. This pure grace we hold in our heart. Pure rest. pure harmony, pure peace, perfect peace settling over, perfect peace clothing our spirit, clothing our mind, clothing. You hide me away, Lord. You hide me. Not even the enemy can breach one flower in this garden. You hide me away in the perfection of your rest, in the perfection of your beauty. You are the lily of the valley, Lord. I'm hidden away in you. I'm hidden away in your grace. I'm hidden away with you and in you. Every burden lifting from the body, from the heart, all the world fading away. We seek now the things that are above, where Christ sitteth. We set our affections upon things that are above, not upon the earth. We are dead to the world. Our life is now hidden away in you, Lord, and in the Father. We're hidden away in your grace, Father. We're hidden away in your great rest, with the dunamis strength and the glory of your rest clothes as we acknowledge it is not of our might, where we acknowledge not of our power. We acknowledge it is of your spirit. It's by rest. It's by dunamis. It's by the operations of your spirit, the seven spirits of God, the seven eyes of omnipresent omniscience. It is by you and in you and with you, we abide in the vine. We abide in the life. We abide in the glory. We abide in the rest. Don't be in a hurry. Don't be in a hurry. The kingdom of peace, rest, patience. Be clothed properly. Be put on the robe of rest. Receive the robe of rest. You'll feel all your burden lifting, all the weights lifting from you, all the turmoil lifting. Perfect rest, settling into perfect peace. There, so full, so deep. Peace, the governor now of my heart. Peace is the governor of my heart and my mind. For you do keep us now in perfect peace. We're fixed upon you now. My mind is fixed. My heart is fixed. I'm fixed upon you. Fixed upon your grace. Fixed upon your rest. Be still, O earthen vessels, for the Lord is in his temple. I feel the dunamis, feel your glory, I feel your wrath. I'm clothed in a robe. Wisdom giveth unto my head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory, to surrender the mind of Adam. You clothe me now with the mind of Christ. You crown my mind. The mind of Christ governed in righteousness. I'm crowned in peace. I'm crowned. The rest, gentleness, humility, mercy, truth, crowned with you, Lord. I'm one with you. I'm found in you. Your glory, Lord, you have given to me to dwell in you. You are my high priest. You ever liveth to make intercession for me, to prepare me for the Father. You prepare us for our ascent into the Father. You prepare us in rest, in righteousness, in strength, in peace, in focus. You are the way to the Father. You are the truth. And you have come to reconcile. Put your hand over your heart. I'm not alone. Whisper, I'm not alone. You did not leave me as an orphan. You have come to reconcile me, to bring me to where you are. I will come again and receive you unto myself. That where I am in the Father, there shall you be also. For I have prepared a place for you, a dwelling place, a place of security, a place of covering, a place where the Father is your exceeding great and precious shield. A place of pure, unadulterated love. A place of glory and light. A place of exchange. A place where you see the will of the Father. Where you dwell in the will of the Father. This place, I receive you into. Come now, sit with me where I am in the Father. Come to me in the Father. Lord, you present us faultless now into the presence of his glory, into the presence of his love, into the presence of his acceptance, to the presence of oneness. I'm not alone. I'm not alone. You are with me, and I am with you, dwelling in you, Father. For I do keep your words this day. Set me apart unto thine own self, Father. Sanctify me from the world. Separate me into thine own self. Separate us into thy grace, Father. Separate us into your love, Father. Separate us into your love. Swallow us up like a cloud. We enter into the cloud. We enter into the cloud. We enter into the brightness. We enter into the glory. We enter into where you are, Father. We're not afraid to come to you. We come before you with boldness. We come in as sons and daughters. We come in to be loved, Father. You overshadow us in love. You overshadow us in acceptance. You embrace us, for the embrace of heaven. You embrace my whole being, a cloud overshadowing me. Catch me up into thine own self, Father. Catch me up into love. Catch me up into great love. Catch me up into glory. The glory of who you are, the greatness of who you are, the amazing grace, the Father of lights. God is light. God is love. He that dwelleth in God dwells in love. And love dwelleth in me. This I have boldness in the day of judgment, because as you are in the Father, Lord, so am I. So am I. As you are one with the Father, so am I. As you dwell in the Father, so do I. For there's no fear. Your perfect love, Father, casting out all fear, casting out all anxiety-based actions and reactions of the soul, casting out all fear. You've not given me, Father, the spirit of fear, but of power, dunamis, of love, and soundness of heart. I'm so free with you. I feel so free, Father's chains and cords are snapping. I'm being loose to dwell in you. I'm being loose to ascend into you. We're loose as today to ascend into the depths of your glory, to ascend into the heights of your presence, into the brightness of your light. To dwell with you and walk with you in light. To dwell in the Father of lights without limitation of earthly things. Without earthly limitation, break the chain of earthly limitation. Break the chains of the laws of physics that govern even our own bodies. Let our spirit ascend to your brightness, to your glory, and to your love, Father. I come in, and I sit down with you. I am one with you. I am dwelling in you, found in you, Father. Your glory, Lord, you have given to us. As you are in the Father, we are in you. We dwelleth in you, you dwelleth in the Father. We've been made perfect in oneness, reconciled. All the way back to Adam, you've reconciled us to oneness, reconciled us in union, reconciled us. Father, clothe us today in our original. There's glory in here. There's glory. Clothe us in our original. Glory, the love, the light, the grace, the power. Clothe us as sons. We enter the cloud. Clothe us in thine own self, Father. Clothe us in light. Break all limitations, Father, as you prepare us to be translated into you. Translate us into that which is to come. Translate us beyond the unbelief of our generation. Translate us beyond the darkness of our generation. Translate us into the light of the crown, the glory of the crown, the light of the running of the white horse. translate us into the glory as you did Christ. You brought him into his own promise. You transfigured him. You resurrected him before his resurrection. We enter into our own promises. 7 days of light, wherein you declare the end from the beginning, Father. Wherein you show us, take us, wherein we dwell with you in the end. We sit with you in a finished position. We walk with you in the light of 7 days. We walk with you in the Omega jurisdiction. We come out from where you are, where we are, into where you are. Clothe us, Father, in our own promise. Clothe us in the faith. Clothe us in the tangibility of the glory that is to come. Clothe us the power of that is to come. Clothe us in the omnipresent omniscience that's coming fast upon the church. Clothe us in the forerunner crown, Father. For you sit, Lord, as King on the holy hill of Zion. You have the keys to the house of David. You have the keys to the treasuries of David. You set before our generation, and particularly the Church of Philadelphia. We are part of this church. You set before us an open door to come in, to come beyond where the church age is, to come out from where we are into where you are, to come into the crown. Come and sit with you as joint heirs to the crown, to receive all of its power, all of its grace, all of its amazing operation, the omnipresent omniscience, the dominion of this crown for the last days, the 7 inheritances that are in this crown, power, dunamis power, generational wealth, omnipresent, omniscient wisdom, might, the spirit of might coming over us, the spirit of might rising in us, the Lion of Judah rising in us. Glory, honor. We will not be a suffering church, we will be a church that will wear the honor of heaven and the glory of heaven, the manifested glory of the sons of God, and all the spiritual blessing in heavenly places. We'll wear it. We'll minister it. We enter into the 7 inheritances. We enter into this amazing day of the 7 spirits of God. The crowning of the church, the lamp that burneth. We enter into those things, breaking every... I'm telling you, there's a battering ram in the spirit, breaking a ceiling, breaking through barriers, breaking through the barriers, breaking through, Father. We come in, we come through, we come through, we come through every veil, shattering right now. The veils are shattering, Father. Let the people, let this band of intercessors ascend on the wings of a great eagle into the glory of your light, into the glory of those things that are to come, into the glory of the crown, into the glory of the 7 spirits of God, into the manifestation and transformation of this lampstand that we have carried. Let it transform this day into the crown. The authority. I feel the authority, Father. I feel the authority, the dominion of it. The inner end of the authority clothes in authority. His sons now, we move to the seat of joint heirship. We move into the authority of joint heirship. We move into the dominion. Clothe us in the strength now. Release the might in this house. Release the spirit of might. Release the dominion, Father. Release power. Release the glory. The exousia authority. Clothe an exousia authority. Clothe in dominion. Clothe in power. Clothe in light. Clothe in glory. Clothe in the lion of Judah. Clothe in omnipresent omniscience. Clothe in manifested glory. Clothe in the crown of the 7 days of light. Walking in that which is to come. Walk before it manifests into the earth, you show it to us. Before it manifests to the earth, we've already encountered it. Living in the realm in front of the earth, before it hits the earth, we've already seen it. We've already encountered it. We are already wearing it. Wearing a future position before it manifests into the earth. Standing 7 days in front of the enemy, in front of darkness. We move out from the darkness into your marvelous light. Translate us now, Father, into thine own self. Translate us into thine own self, Father, into that which is to come. You are he that is to come. Translate us, Father, into your marvelous light. Into the marvelous light. You are the Father of lights. We're not afraid to come out. We're not afraid to move out and into you, Father. For in you we live now. In you we move now. And in you we have our being. In you, Father, in front of darkness. Some of you shifted in front of darkness, in front of the trials, in front, translated out of darkness into the marvelous light, called out into light. We come out from the darkness. We come out from the systems of the world. We come out every chain being loosed. Every cord being loose. We are not subject to the laws of physics that govern time and space. We are heirs of God. We are joint heirs. We wear joint heirship. We wear the dominion. Father, I know you hear me. Translate us into thine own self. Translate us into 7 days of light, the precursor, the forerunning light of 7 years, the light, the crowning, the glory, to walk, to run with the Father of lights. We get to run with you in the last hour. We get to sit and we get to run in the Father of lights. Clothe us in your own self. This is the inheritance, the true inheritance of the sons of God. Clothe us in the dominion. Clothe us. We enter into the cloud of brightness now. It won't be long that cloud will appear in this house. You'll see it. We enter in to the cloud by faith, Father. We can see it without seeing it. I see it. I don't have to see it to see it. I see it. I'm in it. Dwelling in you, Father. Dwelling in your amazing love, your amazing glory. Your amazing light. We got somewhere today, Father, for sure. We've been lifted today in a new place, for sure. We broke the barrier. We went through the veil. Passed in. Translate us, Father, into thine own self now. Through time, as you did Philip, as you did Christ on the sea, through time, as you translated Christ into his own resurrection, through time, as you translated John 2,000 years in front of himself to experience, encounter, tangibly walk in our promised destination in front of the world, in front of time, in front of circumstance, in front of all that happens in the world. It's here the future is carved out, says the Spirit of the Lord. It's here generations are shifted. It is in this place where things change. It's not in time that time changes. It's here in front. It's where I walked with the Father. It's where I could see all things. And I would only do what I would see my Father doing. It's here. The glorious liberty. The sons of God. Beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord. Changed and transformed in the same image. It's here. Unbelief will be eradicated. It is here you'll find the answer to all of your prayers. It is in this place you receive the glory. Glory to God. Glory forever. Receive. We receive. Father, we receive all you're doing. We stand praying. We believe. We receive it all. We receive that which is to come. We receive the glory. It is your good pleasure to give us this amazing kingdom that's not of this world. Put your hand over your heart and say, I am not of this world. I am born from above. I am only subject to the laws that govern the kingdom of God. I'm only subject to the Spirit of God. Thank you, Father. Oh, another path cleared away. Praise God. Not only Christ possessed the gates, but we possess the gates.